In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Some members of Denver's faith community are forming a coalition to create a constant presence at Denver's immigration courtrooms downtown. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Court Watch is a longtime volunteer collective of people dedicated to watching cases at federal immigration court. This presence is meant as a way to support people who are trying to establish lawful residency. In Colorado, they're hoping to add clergy to this team. The members say that having clergy in the courts is a reminder to, quote, those going through the immigration process that they're not alone and that the faith community is behind them. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Leaders from the Ute Mountain Ute and Southern Ute tribes gave the 4th annual State of the Tribes address last week at the legislature. Southern Ute Chairman Melvin J. Baker called on lawmakers to collaborate more on public safety, environmental contamination cleanups, and illegal construction of power lines on tribal land. Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Council member Marilyn House urged lawmakers to consult with tribes more often.
The government has broken many promises and treaties. A way to move forward from the past would be to always consult with tribes.
House and Baker also highlighted housing, healthcare, Colorado River water rights, and sports betting as other key issues for the tribes. The Ute Mountain Ute and Southern Ute reservations are in southwest Colorado, but they lived for generations across much of the state. Other tribes like the Arapaho and the Cheyenne also called Colorado home. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 5:06.